country jumper.
All right, that was Skinny Kids live on CITR. The band's going to head over to the other studio and come chat with me very shortly. Until then, enjoy a PSA. Yes, you do. Please.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Strength,
dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think
I was blind before I met you.
Hey there. My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
My voice is very loud. Well, my headphone is really strong. Are we listening to music? You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am live in the studio with Skinny Kids. As you just heard them for the last about half an hour, they played live in a studio. Hello.
Hey,
guys.
Matt.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you want to quickly introduce yourself a little bit, maybe?
Like our names?
If you want. Or just say what you do. Yeah, names are good.
Scott. Play bass.
Nick, I play percussion.
I'm Trevor. I play guitar and I sing.
Perfect. It's because it's radio. People can't really see you, so it's good to have a name attached to it. And you guys are Skinny Kids. Can you talk quickly? Well, it doesn't have to be quickly, but how did the band get started?
It kind of started out with me and Trevor. We worked together. Started putting on our music at work. Just kind of found out how similar our tastes were, right? And then just found out he played guitar, I played drums, and then it kind of came together.
It actually started as we were going to make a band that was called Dads, and we were just going to sing songs about mowing the lawn and how much our sons suck.
Yeah, it was total joke at first.
And then we jammed, and it kind of worked out. And then I played in bands with Scott since I was a kid, so
I got the call.
Yeah.
Perfect. Actually, that thing sounds pretty funny, too. maybe a side project.
You found that there was actually a band called Dads, and they're in the States, and they're actually like a group of dads, and they're actually dads, so it's cool.
Made more sense.
There was actually one of the submissions for Shindig this year, which they didn't get in. It was a band called the Dadolescents.
Oh.
And, anyways. They're literally, they're a bunch of dads.
Oh, right on.
But, yeah.
Did they rock?
They pop rock. like dads would.
All right.
Because you guys played in Shindig.
Yeah.
And did you guys have a good time?
I had a great time.
That was awesome.
Was it weird being in a competition, or were you even thinking much about that?
It was kind of weird at first, It just felt, different than the regular show for sure, but it's funny because Trevor was like super sick. Scott just like split open his finger the week before. So we're going there being like, not really sure how
whole
we're going to play.
Set on three fingers.
But it ended up turning out pretty good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I actually didn't know that you guys didn't, you guys don't look sick on stage. No bleeding. No one's bleeding. You guys are pretty busy this month. There's like a release coming.
We're playing the Ballantines record release next Friday at the Astoria, and then we have our own cassette release on the 29th of October with Hooves and Malcolm Jack, so we're really excited about
that. The Biltmore?
At the Biltmore, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, playing a lot of shows this month.
Yeah.
Been hectic.
Yeah. Was it, did you like playing that many shows, or do you still practice, or how does that work when you have so many shows?
We haven't practiced for a while there.
Last week was our first jam since before, probably like Sunfest, so like a month and a bit.
But normally, do you practice?
Normally, it's like a once a week kind of thing.
Cool. But playing shows is like practicing, right?
Different form of practicing.
Is this like one of the busiest week month you had, or do you before?
I'd say it's been our busiest.
Yeah, we haven't been playing too long, so I guess this month's been pretty hectic.
Yeah, that's awesome. Though, how did it was it hard to get gigs in the beginning, or was it?
No, it seemed to just snowball. First, we kind of just like poked around and kind of saw what we could do. And then after we got a couple of people heard us, we started getting a lot of emails.
Yeah, nice.
People just wanting somebody to play with.
Nice.
It's been good.
That's good. It's because sometimes you hear that it's hard to figure out where to play in Vancouver, but
Gotta try to play them all too. I don't know. At first, anyways. yeah. just to kind of get used to playing, and yeah, it's good practice.
So. Yeah, awesome. Do you have any plans on putting, you know, stuff on the records? Or do you, I mean, I guess you have that coming out.
We were going to maybe put something on vinyl, but we decided cassettes are kind of like a cheaper option.
Right. So it's very popular now.
Yeah, we're going to do the cassette, and then hopefully we can get in the studio sometime around Christmas and put out like a 7-inch.
Right. And how did you do the cassette? Was it, did you take it to a place, or was it actually something you record? You know, do you buy a machine?
Oh, yeah. We got them done through a duplication company in Montreal.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Should we promote Mike here?
So were those songs on it recorded before you did all these shows, or was it something that came out recently, or
the songs we just played?
Yeah, no, on the cassette that you have. Was it before you guys started playing a lot of live shows, or?
Well, we recorded it during the summer, right?
Yeah,
it was just kind of like we just kind of wrote them, I guess, when end of fall and spring.
Yeah, so I guess we've been playing them for like so long, and no one's even really heard them all on right. like tape or CD or whatever.
Yeah, and we sat on a lot of songs for a while. We didn't like, I don't know, jump on it right away kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we got a decent amount to play shows, and then actually put together like a tape, and then we could also put a 7-inch with those songs as well.
But like the process takes so long that by the time you get the thing out, you're kind of over playing all of them. So on to the next thing, I guess.
On to the next thing, yeah. Like, how often do you guys write new songs, or is it something that, I guess you're pretty busy this month, that probably won't be happening, but do you guys sit down all together and try to figure it out, or is it just one of those things where someone brings in
pretty
an
much
idea?
Somebody brings in an idea, and usually when we're jamming, and then we're like, oh, let's work with that, and then just builds from there.
Yeah.
And the sound of the band, it's pretty coherent. Like, is that planned a certain way, or is it just because the music you like are so similar that
it
just
happened?
I've been
playing with Jeff for a long time, so I already knew his style when I joined the band, right?
Yeah, and I think we all have, we all like
relatively appreciate the same, same style of music, same tunes, right? So we just kind of built off our influences there and put our
and
our
here
sound
we
together.
Are.
Yeah, here we are. So, all right, and moving on. Well, best of luck with Shindig Semis. You're playing again November the 19th, I think, yeah. And I think we have Hooves, which you're playing
with.
We like Hooves.
So the first show that you play with them, you can just be friends, and then the next one, just be bitter enemies. You can find all the weaknesses and work to your advantage. And the other band is The Bins, and they should be a lot of fun. Yeah, that should be a really good show, and hopefully you guys can advance. Any upcoming plans for the end of this year, next year? Any plans of going away, traveling, going play shows, or?
Not yet. I think we're going to do the tape and then the 7-inch, and then after that we're going to work on some kind of tour or something.
Yeah, hopefully like next summer. Hopefully next summer, realistically.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Okay, perfect. And how do people get a hold of you, the website? And
You can get us at skinnykids.bandcamp.com or Facebook search.
We're
Google
on the book.
Search.
Yeah. Skinny Kids.
Ask Jeeves.
All right. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Once again, thank you very much for coming, and remind people when your next shows are.
The 29th is our cassette release, and that's at the Biltmore, and then the 25th at the Astoria, which is next Friday, and that's at the Astoria for the Ballantines release.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Again, thank you for coming. That sounded great.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it sounded great on radio, and you guys sound. Yeah, sounds fantastic. I know a couple of people picked you guys to win Shindig, but we'll see.
Oh.
You know,
high
like
expectations.
High expectations, but you got to handle it and with the stride. Well, now that you're not sick or anything, you know.
No pity votes.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much.
Cool,
and
thank you.
And coming up next is the copyright experiment. And until then, let's hear some more PSAs from... Let me pick one here. Power Smart. You guys want to save power, right?
Join Team Power Smart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team Power Smart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Where is the glory in life? I got it.